Welcome to the You Are There Sports preview show of the Pierce Pioneers softball team for the 2017 season. High hopes for the Pioneers this season as they are coming off a run to the section championship game against Pequot Lakes last year. 9-11 regular season record. Pioneers caught fire in the postseason, picking up 5 wins in the postseason against just 2 losses, as they bring back a lot of talent from that team. 14-13 a year ago, Pioneers have 1 game under their belt, a 7-1 win last week over Foley to open up their season. As they get underway now with the meat of their schedule about to really get underway here for head coach Matt Pepping and the Pierce Pioneers. And to that note, I caught up with Coach Pepping after the win over Foley last week, and we had a nice visit. Let's listen to that. Joining me is the head coach of the Pierce Pioneer softball team, Coach Matt Pepping, on the Pioneer season preview show. And Coach, always great to, exciting time of the year to start a season here, and high hopes for this year's team after going to a section final last year.
Yeah, there's a little buzz around the program, and the girls are ready to work when you come in the gym, and there's expectations, you know. They're expected to do stuff in playoffs and make some noise in the conference. So yeah, it's a fun time to be around Pierce softball.
One thing is, you're not going to be sneaking up on anybody. I mean, people might have said, oh, you know, this Pierce team, you know, has traditionally not been real strong, but you caught fire in the playoffs and made that great run. But not going to be the case this year. You're going to have a little bit of a target on your back.
Yeah, we're going to, especially with Britt being back as a pitcher. So yeah, we're going to have a target. We got a lot of players back, but I think the girls are ready for a challenge, and we'll see what they're made of.
What has she done to improve her pitching game?
She's really worked on her changeup. We've been working on that preseason-wise and over the offseason, and she's been throwing it well in practice. So that's a big pitch for us, just to keep hitters guessing.
Yeah, I mean, in baseball, softball, I mean, a changeup doesn't have to get you out, but boy, it certainly can make your fastball even better. If you've got a good fastball, it adds to that too.
Yeah, especially when we get against these really good teams like Maple Lake, and they time our fastball and they hit 4 down the left field line, then we can get them out front maybe chasing. So if she can keep that pitch coming, she can take the next level.
Let's talk about some of the new players that are going to be filling in from the girls that left the program due to graduation last year. Some girls ready to step into new roles.
Yeah, Emily Diker, she's a sophomore. She came over from Brainerd, actually. And she hit 2 home runs in our preseason game versus Swanville. So, yeah, she's got a little pop. She'll probably hit in the middle of the order somewhere and play in the outfield eventually. And we got Emily Burgraff. She's a freshman. She looked good in practice and today, but who else we got? Laura Skiba came up. She played a lot of JV last year. I think she got 1 or 2 varsity at bats. But yeah, there's definitely some young talent on this team also. We're not seniors and juniors. We're a lot of sophomores and then 1 junior and a few seniors.
You look at, you know, Emily Burgraff, you put her out in center field as a freshman out there, and you had a veteran in hand. Was there thoughts of moving Hannah to center? Are you happy with her in left, or what's the thought process there?
We thought Emily had a little more speed than Hannah, and, okay. And Hannah's been comfortable in left. She's made some really good plays out there last year and during playoff time. She was good today again. So, yeah, that was our thought process. We might try Jade Porter in center a little bit too and move Emily to right or left and just keep flipping, flopping around, and hopefully we can get things solved by playoff time.
Strength up the middle, you know, Brittany, but her partner in crime back there, Brianna Meyer, those two have been working together a long time.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. If you got a pitcher and a catcher in softball, and they keep you in games, and you're going to be in it in every game, especially when Britt strikes out the number of girls she does, and Brianna control the running game like she does. So, yeah, those two are a good combination. It's going to stink to lose Brianna at the end of the year, but we got girls that can step up.
And at shortstop, you move Ella Calucci from second to short, you know, replacing Lizzie Carson at shortstop. But, boy, she's an athlete, and she can make those plays out there at short.
Yeah, Ella's a great athlete. Good hockey player, too, up in Brainerd. They had a great run this year. Great hand-eye coordination. She'll lead off again for us this year. And, yeah, she'll have no problem with short.
You bring back another veteran at third in Claire Reardon. The responsibility, I think, for a softball third baseman are a little different than baseball. You got to play up and expect a lot of that short game coming at you. Got to really be able to make the play cleanly and get rid of the ball quickly and accurately.
Yeah, Claire, You kind of be at third base, you got to be really aggressive and charge a lot, and you can't be scared of the ball. So that's all. Claire's a great third baseman for us. She played really well in the playoffs last year and during the season, and she does really well against the bunt, and that's what a third baseman needs to do.
With Brittany going to be handling most of the innings for you pitching, probably not all the innings, but you know, you maybe don't need to become a 7-8-9 run a game team, but you know, is this team capable of putting up 5-6 a game?
I think we are. We talked to the girls at the end of this game and before the season had started, and we said that we want to run an inning. If we can get to 7 and we make less than 2 errors, we're going to have a good shot at winning. So if we can do that, get a run an inning, we'll be in a good spot.
Central Minnesota Conference, how do you see that? Who do you know? You always look at a team like Maple Lake down there, traditional power down there, but you know, with your team, you know, can you give the Irish a run?
I think we can give them.
Kimball as well?
I think Kimball, I mean, Kimball's got everyone, both their stud pitchers back, but Maple Lake was really young too last year. So I think those are two teams, when we play them, I think they're both doubleheaders also. They're going to be good measuring sticks for us just to see where we're at. We didn't really compete real well with them last year, but I'm hoping this year we took that step and we can compete with those teams.
Some help on the coaching staff. You get a couple of new faces there to help you out.
Yeah, we got Joe Call. He came over from Long Prairie. He has head coaching experience. He's a great coach, and now I got Carl Hadritz, and we kept Kelly Gangle, and Carl's working with our pitchers, does a great job, and that's a huge thing. If you've got a pitching coach, it's a big part of softball.
The strategy-wise, you know, the courtesy running, and you know, you want to get as many players into the game as the situation warrants. But what about your role players on this team? How important they are?
Right, we got Jade Porter. She's going to be a runner this year, and she'll do a lot of courtesy running, especially for Brianna. But Brianna also, she can run too when she's in there. She's aggressive. She's a smart base runner, and that's what you need to be. You don't have to be really fast. Role players. Also, Ivy Dombowski, she got a bat today at the end there, and she'll be counting on to maybe get some pinch hit at bats late in games, maybe drive in runners if someone's struggling at the plate.
Well, Coach, it should be a really fun year, as you said. A lot of buzz around the program, I think, and maybe something that we haven't seen for quite a long time. And I think hopes are high, and it should be a really fun year. Good luck in 2017, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Right.
Matt Pepping, he's the head coach of the Pioneers on the Preview Show here on You Are There Sports.
And Coach Pepping, we thank him very much for taking time out to visit with us. As he alluded to, some big doubleheaders. There are 4 of them on the Pioneer doubleheader schedule this year, including Thursday, April 20th. They will host Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the 27th, another Thursday. They'll play 2 in Eden Valley Watkins. Maple Lake, the always strong Irish team, comes here for a pair on May 4th. That's a Thursday again. And then a week later on the 11th of May, the Pioneers play 2 in Kimball. So 4 doubleheaders scheduled. The home schedule for the Pioneers this year includes a game coming up with Holdingford. And they'll also have Royalton this week. That's Tuesday, Thursday. A couple of chances to see the Pioneers at home. Then that doubleheader versus Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the 20th. Then they hit the road for a while. They aren't home again until the 28th of April when they host the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. They do have a Wednesday game, an afternoon game. Little quirk on the schedule this year. Wednesday, May 3rd. And it's a short trip. The Pioneers will go to Little Falls. That's a 1:30 game for Piers and Little Falls. And then Maple Lake here on the 4th for 2. They get Painesville at home on the 9th. And they close out their regular season on a Monday, the 15th of May, against Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa. So that's your home schedule here for the Pioneer softball team. And we thank Matt Pepping for joining us here on the Preview Show on You Are There Sports.